One nation under God. Under God, indivisible. Under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Acknowledging the sovereignty of God is not a new notion. It is woven into the very fabric of the Republic's foundation. America stands alone in the annals of human history as a nation founded on the precepts of the Judeo-Christian ethic, a country conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all of us are created equal. The commitment to sanctity and freedom of the individual was a new idea for a brave new nation. As we have sought God's guidance and established our nation on His principles, we have been in turn the recipient of unprecedented blessings and protection. We have also learned that freedom exacts a price. The threat of tyranny and terrorism that tests us today has always been a part of our history. It was in the midst of an attack on our country in 1814 that Francis Scott Key, a brilliant and influential attorney, an eloquent and sensitive poet, a man known for his unwavering commitment to the Christian faith, penned the words that would eventually become his priceless gift to America, our national anthem. It is important to note that the anthem begins and ends with a question. And as dawn breaks on a new day, can we still see the flag that was waving so proudly when the darkness descended? And does that star-spangled banner still wave over a land that remains a land of the free and a home of the brave? And as the colors are presented this morning on the platform, would you stand with me and join in singing our national anthem?
cry.